capable of using any of a number of interchangeable limbs of various shapes for different kinds of specialized tasks. Suppose the murderer knew this and suddenly said to the robot, "Give me your arm." The robot would detach its arm and give it to him. The detached arm would make a splendid weapon. With Dr. Delmar dead, it could be snapped back into place. Stunned horror gave way to a babble of objection as Bailey talked. His last sentence had to be shouted, and even so was all but drowned out. Adelbisch, face flushed, raised himself from his chair and stepped forward.
"Even if what you say is so, then Mrs. Delmar is the murderess. She was there. She quarreled with him. She would be watching her husband working with the robot and would know of the replaceable limb situation, which I don't believe, by the way. No matter what you do, Earthman, everything points to her."
Gladiah began to weep softly. Bailey did not look at her. He said,
"On the contrary, it is easy to show that, whoever committed the murder, Mrs. Delmar did not."
Jothan Liebig suddenly folded his arms and allowed an expression of contempt to settle on his face. Bailey caught that and said,
"You'll help me do so, Dr. Liebig. As a roboticist, you know that maneuvering robots into actions such as indirect murder takes enormous skill. I had occasion yesterday to try to put an individual under house arrest. I gave three robots detailed instructions intended to keep this individual safe. It was a simple thing, but I am a clumsy man with robots. There were loopholes in my instructions, and my prisoner escaped."
"Who was the prisoner?"
demanded Adelbisch.
"Beside the point,"
said Bailey impatiently.
"What is the point is the fact that amateurs can't handle robots well, and some Solarians may be pretty amateurish as Solarians go. For instance, what does Gladiah Delmar know about robotics?"
"Well, Dr. Liebig?"
"What?" The roboticist stared.
"You tried to teach Mrs. Delmar robotics. What kind of a pupil was she? Did she learn anything?"
Liebig looked about uneasily.
"She didn't,
and stalled.
"She was completely hopeless, wasn't she? Or would you prefer not to answer?"
Liebig said stiffly,
"She might have pretended ignorance."
"Are you prepared to say, as a roboticist, that you think Mrs. Delmar is sufficiently skilled to drive robots to indirect murder?"
"How can I answer that?"
"Let me put it another way. Whoever tried to have me killed at the baby farm must have had to locate me by using inter-robot communications. After all, I told no human where I was going, and only the robots who conveyed me from point to point knew of my whereabouts. My partner, Daniil Oliva, managed to trace me later in the day, but only with considerable difficulty. The murderer, on the other hand, must have done it easily, since, in addition to locating me, he had to arrange for arrow poisoning and arrow shooting, all before I left the farm and moved on. Would Mrs. Delmar have the skill to do that?"
Corwin Adelbisch leaned forward.
"Who do you suggest would have the necessary skill, Earthman?"
Bailey said, "Dr. Jothan Liebig is self-admittedly the best robot man on the planet."
"Is that an accusation?"
cried Liebig.
"Yes,"
shouted Bailey.